Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Steely Dan breaking his back. That's Ricky. Don't lose that number. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning platters and talking small business here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. John Shire's here. John's back. He's become a great member of our Brain Trust, senior security expert at Sophos, S-O-P-H-O-S. John, tell us about Sophos.
Yeah, so Sophos, we're a worldwide leader in next-generation IT security. We protect more than 400 organizations worldwide, and we're constantly innovating cybersecurity. And you look at something like the threat report, right? This is our way of bringing back, putting back into the world what we're noticing, what we're seeing out there, what the attack techniques that are being used, the way that cyber criminals are moving around and changing their tactics, and then we're using that to build predictive technology to be able to better protect you at home and at the office.
And I know that you're heavily invested in the enterprise level, but you've also got a small business offering that people can find if they go to Sophos.com, S-O-P-H-O-S.com. They can find out about that.
That's right. Yeah, we do serve businesses of all sizes, and we have had a focus on the small and medium enterprise for quite some time in the way we build our products. We like to say that, you know, I like to say that we bring the big enterprise toys to everybody else. Right?
Did you say you call that? Did you say you call that the home option if the small business?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. We also have the Sophos Home option as well, which is I believe it's up to 10 computers that you can protect. So
if you're a small business with less than 10 computers. Don't worry about that. You want to go to the home option, right?
Yeah, and it's exactly the same stuff that the enterprises get.
Yeah,
so it's under the hood, it looks exactly the same.
It's just, yeah, we appreciate that. So check it out, folks, Sophos.com. Let's look into your crystal ball there for 2021. John, what do you see?
Well, hopefully I'll see some good at some point, but right now it's looking pretty bad. I mean, obviously the pandemic is still unrelenting, and the cyber criminals are still taking advantage of that in the way of scams and you know, a lot of spam and phishing that is related to the pandemic. They're using that as a lure to get people to, you know, to entice people into clicking on links. And then we look at something like ransomware. It's just continued unabated, well, now since, you know, 2013. I actually wrote a 20-year retrospective on malware.
Are we failing to learn, or are they just getting better?
Well, it's a bit of both, right? They are the higher end groups out there are continuing to innovate new ways of getting around our protections and of fooling us. The fact of the matter is, you've got sort of two groups now. You've got the low skilled guys that are using these toolkits that are basically point-and-click, you know, menu-driven toolkits where they can breach an organization.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the other end of the more sophisticated criminals that are very talented. They're like criminal pen testers, right? The difference between them and the pen testers that you hire to do the good stuff for you is they won't give you that nice, shiny report at the end. They'll just give you ransomware.
Mm-hmm. And they want it in Bitcoin. So, you know, one of the things that it's troubling to me, as many years as I've been talking about this, you know, I've been talking about cybersecurity for at least 20 of the 23 years we've been on the air, John, and on a regular basis. And it still troubles me that and I know I'm not, a lot of other people are out there doing it. It troubles me that we still have people who click on stuff, and I'm talking about stuff that, I mean, they're good. They're getting better. They're getting better at making it where even a guy like me is likely to click on something because it looks like John Shire sent it to me. But you've got to break it down. When you get something that doesn't, you got to make sure it looks right, and then you need to break it down. You need to mouse over the link. You need to email John and say, "Did you send this to me?" You got to break it down because you can't let them in, can you?
No, you can't. And you know what? It's anybody can fall for this stuff, and I'll be the first to raise my hand. I actually fell for one of our phishing tests, And it's just so easy. I'm your cybersecurity expert over here, and you know, it was one of those days where I was coming back from vacation, had a lot of email, I was on the deadline, I had, you know, an event, I was waiting for a document from somebody, and
that's,
I got a link that says, hey, there's a document in OneDrive for you. And
that's
so
how
it was, you know, it all worked out against me. But the fact is, people will do this, and what you have to do is you have to be ready for it. You have to have a plan. What happens when somebody does click on a link? Do you have the systems in place to be able to remediate any potential damage, to hunt down any potential issues? And, you know, don't berate your users. Thank them for reporting something to you if they do, right?
Well,
so make it an inviting environment so that they can report that they've made a mistake, and then that way you can jump on the problem before it becomes an even bigger problem.
And folks, they got this thing called spear phishing. That means they've identified you. They're coming after you. They've identified something they think you will click on, and you might say, "Well, what's the big deal? You know, why would they want to come after me?" And if they do, okay, I'll pay the $1,500. But when they're coming after you as a small business, and they're not coming after you, they're coming after your connection to your bigger customer. That's how they're trying to get to the big customer, isn't it?
That does happen very frequently, yeah. So they're using the smaller businesses that have links and ties to some bigger enterprises, sometimes even like links within the network, right? They've got maybe some VPNs connected together, so we've seen that before. But the spear phishing is definitely something that's not going to go away. And then even small businesses have to be aware of things like business email compromise, where if they get into the inbox of one of your executives, they can then send an email from his inbox saying, hey, divert those funds from that account to this account.
That's what happened. Hey, John, good job today. Keep up the good work. Sophos.com. Check it out, folks. If you're a small business, look for the home solution. Hey, John, come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Will do. Thanks, Jim.
John Shire, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after this message.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.